Good morning. My name is Jamie Dirks, and I'm the Director of Youth Ministries here at First Church. And today is Youth Sunday, so the preacher thought I should say a few words instead of him. Of course, I do all the time at home, so, you know, just like normal. This whole service is going to be run by the youth group, but I did want to just say just one or two things before we get started. This time last year, the youth group kicked off our penny wars, and if you remember right, we had three handsome gentlemen that kind of volunteered to get a pie in the face. Yeah, Dad was one of them, David. And it's just to help raise a little bit of extra money for our mission trip. And this summer we're going to Oklahoma in June. So the youth group thought, well, since the men got the honor last year, that there should be three women who would get the honor this year. So the lucky women are Sarah Wynn, yeah, Mandy Wesley, who is fairly new to our church, and she teaches at the middle school, and she's one of our youth sponsors, and she's at home with her mom this morning, and Deanna Shockman. Yay! Yeah, yeah. So if there's, you know, one particular person that you'd like to see a pie in their face, make sure you put extra money in their bucket, and it's out in the lobby. It'll be out there for about 4 weeks. And then all the money raised will go towards our expenses to Oklahoma. And, you know, Deanna, I said first service that because we have two services, we don't want anybody to miss out. So we're going to do it twice. If you should win or lose, however you look at it. Also, today is Mother's Day, and the fellowship team has gifts in the back as you leave service today for not only all of the moms in the church, but all of the women in the church, because even if you don't have children of your own, we realize that as women, we can be a powerful influence to children, not only in our church community, but at school and just in the community in general. So for all awesome women in this church, there's a gift for you on the way out. And we're glad that you are here with us today. And then finally, it's still not too late to register for camp. So if you have a child or a youth, a grandchild, a niece or a nephew, that you would like them to go to church camp. We have many opportunities for all age levels, four different campsites in the state of Missouri, all United Methodist, that the kids can go to. Eric and I direct a junior high church camp in July, and there's still spots available for that. And I just would encourage you to get them involved in that. 60% of the people who are pastors today felt the call to go into ministry when they were at a church camp. So it is a powerful week. It's a time for the youth away from their families to stand up and say, yes, this is what I believe, and I want to continue to believe in Jesus Christ for my whole life. And it's just a really awesome opportunity for them to spend a week with other Christians and grow in their faith. So we really encourage you to get them signed up for camp. And then also, if you're listening on the radio, we welcome you as well and wish you a happy Mother's Day. And I think it's time. Youth, are you ready? Are you ready? Woohoo! Okay, I'm going to turn it over to our youth group. Thank you again for being here this morning.
Good morning. Happy Mother's Day. My name is Ashley Wynn, and I would like to welcome you to First United Methodist Church. Today is Youth Sunday, so every part of worship is being led by a teenager. I would like to lift up a few announcements in your bulletin. The flowers on the piano are in memory of Louise Reeser and all of the women who have lost their fight to cancer, given by Sean Miller. The flowers on the altar are given by June Waffle from the Benton County Cancer Fund. There will be no drama team for the next 2 weeks. And please notice all of the events listed in your bulletin. And Eric will now have a stewardship moment.